On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
And don't forget the caller of the year where you can win a 2020 Toyota Hilux Rugged X valued at over $75,000. Your new Toyota Kluger. Register your interest online today. Now's the time to call. Now,
yes.
It's lines open job. Mark Williams, we've had at least 50 messages saying how great it is and one saying, why have we got so much Melbourne stuff on?
Yes, why have we? I'm one of those people asking that question this morning. Why do we?
I give up.
And Jono out there, he loves the way that I say Hideki Matsuyama. There you go again, Jono, just for you. One last time. Why do we have so many Melbourne people on?
Don't tell you. You won't get a nibble out of me today.
Won't I?
No.
And why don't they have an academy for you at Melbourne?
They have.
What is it? Where is it? Is it the elite academy?
No, no. It's called the high marking tackle bag, the Gary Lyon high marking bag, where you can go and jump on the bag's head and practice your high marking.
That roar for Gary Lyon.
Thank you very much, Coxie. Questions without notice time it is. You got one?
You've got one. I know that you want to ask me.
I've got plenty.
You go first.
Which one was it?
The one that you spoke about before. Ask that one.
What was it? I can't remember.
Are you happy that Glenn... Okay, I'll go then. Are you happy that Glenn Bartlett has moved on? You've read the story around the reasons why?
Am I happy? No, I'm not. Well, I'm happy for him if he has stepped down and said that... He said to Jay-Z Clark, or was Ralphie, one or the other, he said...
Jay-Z, I think.
I'm cooked. That it's taken him out. He's been there since 2013. Melbourne are an unassisted footy club now, so they don't rely on the AFL, which has happened under his watch. I think at the time he took over, Melbourne were a basket case, were all over the shop, and he leaves now with them in pretty good shape. So, great job. Well done, Glenn. If he says he's cooked and he's had enough, good. He talked about having a beer with his sons last week or a couple of weeks ago watching the Melbourne play GWS. He said they hadn't done that for years and how much of a revelation it was. So, well done. Any president or chairman or chairwoman or whatever it is says they do it voluntarily, Wispy. It's a thankless task. And now Kate Roffey has assumed the role, and we hand over the club to her.
Yes. What will she bring to the role, do you think?
I don't know, Kate. I've never met her. She's been on the board for a long time, so very well credentialed, I'm told. So she will, I think, going to drive the search for this home base fairly aggressively, and she's a strong supporter of equality as well. So. Good luck to Kate. Get stuck into it. But stop talking about Melbourne, West, because...
Okay. All right. Jono sent another text, and he wants me to say Hideki Matsuyama one more time. There you go. That's it. I'm not going to do it again for you, Jono. Have you got a question for me?
Yes. Prince Philip, what would you want named after you if, in another 40, 50 years, you had passed on into the...
Nothing. I
saw he's got a park named after him, but there'd be something more substantial than that, wouldn't there?
Well, having listened to his grandson Harry talk about him this morning, what about some barbecue tongs or something like that?
What did Harry say?
He said that he was a marvellous barbecuer.
Did he?
Yes. That's something you didn't know
I'm
about
a great
barbecuer.
Well, you and he have got something.
What do you reckon his specialty might have been?
I don't know. I don't follow the rules as closely as you.
Lamb chop.
You're infatuated with him, aren't you?
Sirloin.
I'll ask you a question that you can, and it'll give you the news headlines.
I can't see Prince. For the life of me, as soon as I heard Harry say that this morning, I just can't picture Prince Philip with some tongs in his hands just turning the thin sausages over on the barbecue. I just can't see it.
All right. Well, let me get the news headlines. I won't even give you a heads up on this good question I've got for you after this. So, Meredith, if you wouldn't mind, it's the 8:30 news headlines, please. Thank you, Meredith. We're here for Country Racing Victoria. It's back racing strong. Visit country.racing.com. Kennard's Hire, making trade easy. Get along to Kennard. Have you ever been to Kennard's Hire? I have.
Kennard's I have. That is the... We are supposed to say Kenoth.
I'm not saying it. I'll get into trouble.
No, Kenoth. That's what they say.
It's making trade easy anyway. Don't take it off while I'm in the middle of reading. It's making trade easy. Don't you worry about that.
I
can't see it gone.
Do you want to go serious or do you want to go lighthearted?
Lighthearted.
Okay, I've been thinking about it. I haven't been feeling well lately. I'm not expecting to pass away anytime soon. But if I did, I just want to go on the record asking you so that you can't back down on this. Could you deliver my eulogy, please? And can you, in some way, insert the word voluminous in my eulogy?
Voluminous.
Not in relation to your thatch. No, I couldn't. I'll take that under advisement. What about the message from Pat?
Yes, Pat, but that's serious. Okay, well, congratulations, Gary, on asking the most irrelevant question of the year so far. Who cares why Mark Williams' name is Choco? And for you to suggest that people on the text wanted to know rubbish, it's simply you wanting to cover your own backside in this PC world so that nobody smacks you for using his nickname. Pat on the road.
Pat, you're
what say you?
You, Pat, are 100% wrong, and I would like you to text back in and apologise for assuming something that you got no idea about. That is exactly the reason I asked, because there are many, many people wanting to know where the origins of the nickname were and whether or not we could use it in the current world, which I suggested at the time, Pat. So please text me back, Pat. You seem to know most things. Can you give us the Tats Lotto numbers this weekend as well, Pat, or ring in, Pat, and we can go at it head to head.
There you go. Nick's in Strathmore. Good morning, Nick.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Prince Philip, the barbecuing. Being of Greek origin myself, I know someone who used to know him, and he used to put the sausages on the sword, mate, like a shish kebab. Easily done, and he'd never hold tongs, mate, because we always fry everything on a spit.
There you go, Nick. I should have known that. I should have known that. Prince Philip was Greek wisp, used to crank up the spit on weekends. His Mrs. Love, the whole spring lamb with the oregano and lemon. Yeah. I didn't know that about Queenie either.
Well, you told me that
we're learning a lot this morning.
Well, you've immersed yourself.
I've read a lot
in royal culture recently.
I have in recent times, Gary. I've read a lot about Prince Philip and the passing of Prince Philip, and I've learned many things about him, but I didn't learn that.
My question for you is, do you support a republic?
Do I support a republic? Yes, I do. You know what, though? I have enormous respect for Queen and the royal family, maybe the older members of the royal family more than the younger members
of
the royal family.
Do you want to get rid of them, though?
No, well, I just think that we are a grown-up country now, and we probably don't need to be supported or have ourselves thinking that we need to be supported by the royal family and the United Kingdom. What do you say? Are you happy for us to step out there on our own?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yes, we're ready.
What makes you think that we are ready?
Because you said, I'm just following you. Do you think Collingwood should go young this week? Actually,
only if they're ready. You know what? I've had a good think about this. Righto. I reckon.
Do you want to hold it and save it for after the news? After the break, I mean?
Well, it's not going to be earth-shattering, but yes, we can.
It sounded like you were ready to go earth-shattering, so try and build it up during the ad break. Tim Watson, after the break, will give some advice for Nathan Buckley on how they should tackle this weekend's big game against the Eagles.
Kennards Hire is making trade easy with an express load and go service and heaps more. The country is back racing strong. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
To Drew, who spirals one inside 50 to the pocket. Robbie Gray takes a miracle mark. Brilliant use of the body. Gray from 45 metres out, 45 degree angle. He's got it. And Port players come from everywhere.
That's a corker, Wispy, a Maxi Seal, Silicon Seal and Corker. MaxiSeal.com. The moment Robbie Gray banged it through for Port against the Tigers. He did it again. You think of a great sealing moment, you can tell us. 1-300-736-736-0433-981116. Maxi Seal, it's the choice of builders, tilers and corkers for silicon sealing jobs. Maxi Seal, the perfect finish every time. Pat's got back to us. We're all good. Pat and I are good.
Good.
We're back on the same
That's
path.
Good.
He understands that it was a legitimate question. But then Rowan came in. Don't let me start on you, Rowan.
What's Ryan had to say?
No, it's a money joke.
He's not buying
I'm
anyone,
only
do,
joking.
Is he?
It's great.
Hey, is it MaxiSeal, the company that you're doing that live read for, that ad that I've heard going to air here on SEN? Was it MaxiSeal Silicon that you're doing the live read without me? Do you know that I've been asked to do many things on this station without you? And I say, we are a duo. We are a team. I will not be doing this solo. If there's no part or role for Gary, then you can rule me out as well.
We've got a problem here.
You've alerted me to something. Are you saying they're playing an ad outside of our show?
Yes. Well, and you have,
oh boy.
You have done
100%.
You've done the read on your own.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
No, I have not.
Yes, you
have. Only for in-show.
No.
Well, then I'll be talking to management.
Well, I hope you do because I've been offered a lot of sheets to do things solo because that's what the client has requested. I say I don't do things solo.
I don't either.
It's Gary T or me or nobody.
How much I love our live reads.
Yes.
And I do them in show only.
Mm. Now, you asked me the question about Collingwood, what they need to do.
Go.
If they've got young players that are knocking the door down at a lower level, play them. But I reckon they need to just shift their – it might be something more simple than that, and that is shifting their – I reckon there's a large concentration on their thinking in terms of defending. I reckon what they should do is just maybe switch it around a little bit and how they attack the defences of the West Coast Eagles. That should be the primary thing in their mind this week.
A bit more aggressive.
They know how to defend. They do that really well. Okay, but how do we test their defences? And I think that's a shift in the way that you think about the game.
Would you advise, given that their forward lines are not functioning all that well, so certainly the connection with them is not, would you advise them at any stage to kick the ball to space when they go forward and go smaller?
If that's part of the plan. The two things have to work in conjunction, though.
In simpatico.
So you've got to build it up. For that to be, have they got those really quick, slippery players that they can play?
Maybe that is one of the issues. But they're going to have their work cut out. Mason Cox, if he plays, Brody Mychek, if he plays, they're going to have to compete ferociously against Brass and McGovern and the defence down there.
Is the criticism of Brody Grundy at the moment, is that justified, do you think?
Nathan Buckley put this on the agenda a bit as well last week where he said that, hitouts are a furphy, just words to that effect. So therefore then Brody Grundy then becomes a midfielder and around the ground midfielder. Mm. Well, he's $1 million a year midfielder. He's not playing like $1 million a year midfielder.
No, that is exactly right.
So that's a bit of
He needs to add a little bit more to his game, doesn't he? Hey, you're right, Wisp. Gary's doing an oil lubricant ad right now. Heard it last night.
You're not
starting to think you knew John Laws, are you?
No. Well, he did oil ads, didn't he?
Yeah, oils ain't oils.
I don't know about this ad biz. I'm going to sort that out straight after the show because I'm with you. You and I are locked and joined at the hip. Matty Lloyd said this last – have we got the grab? He said this about Stephen Canelio and Toby Green last night.
Yeah, I think it's with some players thrive with the captaincy and some it's like a noose around their neck. And I feel like Stephen Canelio, it's never sat comfortably with Stephen, whereas Toby, he just rolls with it. And I think he inspires the other players, whereas Stephen Canelio maybe so not. So I think they've got a massive decision to make. And for me, I would make it Toby Green is the Giants captain.
What, now?
That's what he's calling for.
Gee, that would be a big, big call, wouldn't it, for Steve Canelio to have the captaincy taken off him after round four? Maybe they did make the wrong decision. Maybe they thought that Toby wasn't going to be able to fulfill all the parts to the role that they wanted their captain to.
A fair kick in the guts for poor old Steve, who had to endure a public lynching last year, got dropped, then had to relive it again when the documentary came out. Now he wants to replace him as captain.
After four rounds.
I think that Toby Green's probably the captain of that footy club. I don't know whether you'd do it right now.
No. I wouldn't do it right now. I certainly wouldn't do it right now. And you know what? If he is the right captain of that football club, Toby Green, you know what he would say?
What?
I don't accept it. Do not make me the captain right now because that is the wrong thing to be doing to our football club.
Well said. What's the difference between silicon and sealant? That has come off the Tempur Tex machine.
They are similar, aren't they? They are the same thing.
Well, come on.
A silicon and a sealant. We used to, when I was a plumbing apprentice.
You snip me from the job.
No, you were doing oil.
Oh, I'm doing oil.
You were doing an oil lubricant ad.
Sorry.
I'm not sure what you know about oil and lubricants.
Roy from Templestowe says, what's the difference between silicon and sealant? You're a plumber. You did an apprenticeship.
Yeah, well, one seals and, well, they both seal. That's my understanding. They both seal.
Geez.
It's been a long time since it's been a long time since I was on the tools.
That's extreme.
Things change.
They both seal. Please, someone out there, tell me what the difference is between silicon and sealant. Have you got another question?
Yes, I do have another question. And that is, did Craig Bellamy need to call Ryan Pappenhausen, the Pap, and just explain exactly what he meant when he declared James Tedesco the best fullback in the game?
Yes, he did. Because you know what happens if you don't?
What's that?
It's like Craig Hutchison, our boss, doing a job. Doing a 15-page interview. and waxes lyrical about every talent and this and that, and you and I don't get a mention. And then if you don't call, which he hasn't for the past 2 days to explain why we were omitted from his 15-page story, then tension grows.
Is it growing?
Well, of course it
is. Are you miffed?
I'm miffed.
How miffed are you?
Miffed. Very miffed. So Craig Bellamy cleared the air straight away. He rang his man and said, mate, this is what I meant about James. You're the number one man, but I was just saying that.
This is a very sensitive topic, okay? What? And I'm going into dangerous territory now. What does Jared have that you and I don't have, do you think? Because he's clearly the favourite here. What is it? Have you thought about this?
Don't know. Silicon is a sealant.
That's what I thought.
This is unbelievable.
Silicon is a type of sealant. Well, they're the same thing.
Okay.
I thought you were trying to trick me.
Hey, Cade Simpson said yesterday in the Dills and Friends podcast that he wouldn't mind playing again. You asked me yesterday whether there would be a spot for him at North Melbourne. I suggested, no, that's not where North Melbourne needed to be heading. But I then should have come back at you and said, is there a spot somewhere else for him in the AFL?
I would have thought North Melbourne. I thought that given where David Noble came from and the effect that he saw somebody like a Luke Hodge have on that group and the understanding of defending and that type of thing, I would have thought that they would have been ideal for him. Silicon wasn't around during Dinosaur Tim's apprenticeship. It wasn't. My boss used to do all the joins on the gutter and the spouting with lead. And that was
lead.
The
water.
Yes, Gary, my job was back in the day to heat up the iron, the lead iron, so that he could do the joins. And then I'd run him up the ladder. By the time I got there on a cold day, the iron was cold again. And the poor old wisp had to run back down the ladder and then heat it up again.
Oh, it's extraordinary stuff. We'll take a break. We'll get back. The field marshal will come in and relieve us after what's been a trying, trying morning.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.